Quite light, and yeah.
Alright, how you doing? Welcome back to the Sir Doozalot podcast. How are you enjoying the winter? A bloody 80. It's cold outside. I've been hibernating for the past couple of days, but I've been sitting home making music, which has been quite nice. I will show you some of it later. Some of it I will save for another day. You know, don't want to give away everything at once, do you? Okay, I'm going to play a band I played a podcast a little while ago called Please Yourself Skiffle Band. They're just brilliant. If you want to go check out these, head over to pleaseyourself.co.uk and you can go and check out where they're playing and buy their fabulous CD of about a million songs on it. This song, Please Yourself is spelt pleaseyself.co.uk, Skiffle Band. So this is song is called The Cuckoo Bird.
On a mountain so high, so I can see Willie as he goes rolling by. I play cards in England and I play cards in Spain. I bet you pretty bird, and she wobbles as she flies. She never says cuckoo till the fourth day of July.
shepherd's boat, and with it he did flee.
this boat, liberty you'll have no more. William rose with stealth and skill across the glass-like lake. Never does he give a thought to the spirits he might wake. Turn again, William, the night holds much to fear. Oar strokes echo the mountain tops, echo for all to
Denny, and that song was called William and the Boat, taken from her EP, which is called Closer to Home. And yeah, I gigged with her last night down the Railway Hotel in Southend, and it all ended up running a little bit late, and I went on my own, did a Bedouza No Mates gig when I played a whole bunch of songs that I only wrote last week, which was quite fun. And yeah, Kate Denny and Charlie Skelton, they were on afterwards. Charlie Skelton's like a local guy who plays in about a million bands, and he's also apparently in the best Cajun band in Southend. I think he's in the only Cajun band in Southend, but he's in the best one, so that's all that actually matters. But anyway, I was enjoying Kate's set so much that I missed my last bus home, so I had to walk home in the rain and freezing cold, carrying my guitar, and yeah, wishing that I learned to play something a lot smaller, like a penny whistle or a violin or something like that, or kazoo, harmonica, anything that's a bit lighter to carry. But yeah, no, just fabulous tunes. She's got a great voice, as you just heard. She used to play in a band called Kitty Waits, and but she's gone out solo. If you want to hear more about her, head over to katedenny.com, and that's katedenny.com. Before that, we had the Something Else Skiffle Band, and if you want to hear more about them, head over to pleaseyself.co.uk and you can hear, check out more about them. I don't know if you remember, like this was ages ago, that I got found a random box of stuff, and I found an Alex Fest CD full of a whole bunch of bands that we used to get playing down the Alex, and we used to do these all punk all dayers basically. And on this CD I rediscovered this band called the Hunchbacks. They were based in Birmingham, and they all went to uni with my mate Paul Harris, which was completely random, and I ended up staying around the houses before I realised they were playing in bands, and then ended up going and seeing their bands, and then I'll gig with their band somewhere random, like Grimsby or Ipswich or you know, just somewhere that Manava were from. You're like, oh, it's you, hello, how you doing? But anyway, I really like this song. This song is called My Car Is So Cool. If you want to hear more about these guys, head over to myspace.com/thehunchbacks, and this song is called My Car Is So Cool.
I don't mean to sound like I'm the Beach Boys, but I want to.
Time of night.
Viva Las Vegas by The Rejects. That was my old band. The main reason I played that is because Troop from Deferred Success sent me over a link for this song called Basildon Geared Up. I'll just find a link for that. But yeah, we can't figure out if it's a piss take or it's really serious. But either way, I've totally fallen in love with this tune. I sent them a message about playing it. They haven't got back to me yet, so I played our version of Basildon. But yeah, if you want to go check out Basildon Get Up, type in Swift featuring Pro J, and the tune is called Basildon Get Up, and Get Up, and you can go and watch that. But yeah, I'm really hooked on it. I don't know why. It's not normal, my sort of stuff. But yes, I got quite into that. I enjoyed that muchly. But yeah, The Rejects, we used to tour around a fair bit, and if you want to hear some more of our stuff, head over to myspace.com/TheRejectsRule, and you can listen more about us, really. We don't go gig that often, but every so often we get asked to go up to Ipswich, and then we go and play in Ipswich, and pretty much nowhere else. But it was a big part of my life for a long time. Okay, I'm going to play some more new music. Look, I was about to say, look, I've got a CD, but you can't look because it's an audio thing. So that was a stupid thing to say. Right, I've been sent a CD by Rosie Eade. I've gigged with her quite a lot over the past few years. She goes out with the lead singer of Hobo Jones and the Junkyard Dogs. And yeah, she's just awesome. She's got a beautiful voice, and I really like this CD. I've been wanting it for ages. I've heard bits of it here and there, but I'm going to play a track of it called Cinderella Kicks the Knife In. If you've either seen her play solo, she's generally, when she's on her own, she's just with an acoustic guitar, and this isn't quite what most people are used to, but it's really good. I hope you like it. If you want to hear more about her, head over to www.rosieeade.co.uk. That's spelled R-O-S-E... No, start again. R-O-S-I-E-E-A-D-E.co.uk. All the links, as always, will be on the on the page of sirdoozlot.podomatic.com. You can find all the links from there. If you just clicked it on my Facebook, then you won't hear the links. That's what I'm telling you now. But if you want to head over there, you can do this. And also, you can subscribe to this if you want. It's quite easy. I don't really know how to do it. But if someone can tell me, that would be nice. Send me a little verbal description of how to subscribe to the podcast. And then you can don't have to worry about it. You just find it on a computer. And then like after about a year, you're thinking, why have I got no space on my hard drive? Ah, that dickhead doozer has just filled it up with loads of good music. So it's okay. But anyway. Right, back to what I was talking about. This is Rosie Eade, and this song is called Cinderella Sticks the Knife In.
Yeah.
bleeding after all that. That was Fashoda Crisis, and that song was called 100 Years of Cake. You can ask them why they called it 100 Years of Cake. Excuse me. Head over to fashodacrisis.com, and that's spelled FASHODACRISIS.com. Yeah. But yeah, that's taken from their brand new CD. They have loads of brand new stuff coming out. This song is, their album's called Make. Wait a minute, I find it really hard. I'm dyslexic and this doesn't help. Him Make They Learn Read. And you can go over and get this all off the interwebs if you head over to fashodacrisis.bandcamp.com/album/him-make-they-learn-read. Or you can just type into Google and it will probably find it a lot quicker than trying to type all that in. And before that, we had Rosie Ede with Cinderella Sticks a Knife In. What do you think of that? Oh, so good. So good. I expect a lot more from this album I'm going to play. When I got the CD from Rosie, it came with a postcard and it said, the CD says, please pay me on your radio show. And okay, I will, because it's just so good, so good. Okay, we're gonna play it. All right, yeah, okay, yeah, there we go. I'm gonna do another tune by Ed Ake. I played him a couple of podcasts ago, but his CD has about 30 tracks on it. But if you type in Ed Ake into Google, you can do that. And this song is called, let's find him, Ed Ake. Oh yeah, so, yeah. If you head over to ICH, so let's type it. Ed Ake is the first one that comes up. But if you go or type in ICH, which is the name of his punk band. But yeah, this song is called Daylight Robbery. And this is for anyone who's pissed off with banks. He does sum it up quite well. And they are thieving bastards. So yeah, Ed Ake, Daylight Robbery.
Midlands is scrawled upon a wall, on a boarded up pub in Stoke-on-Trent, in blood.
In blood?
Yes, in blood. Shop shut faster than New Saint Vault. The council complains it's not their fault. All these theme bars are a farce.
And you can shop the
Westfield Centre, right up your arse. I've sold newspapers here for 28 years. I've sold newspapers here for 28 years. I've sold newspapers here for 28 years. I've sold newspapers here for 28 years.
City Pub, the New Telegraph. Singing Epoch, the New Telegraph.
It's not really the North, and it's definitely not the South.
It's the Midlands, and nothing ever happens.
Bring back Fat Eddie from the deady. He nabbed a thief in 99. And Dave the Tram was a millionaire. A degree in quantum physics. If he's got a crossword, he just doesn't care. The Dartmouth where he sat is still there. Not a word, let alone a crossword. He just didn't care. I've sold newspapers here for 28 years. I've sold newspapers here for 28 years. I've sold newspapers here for 28 years. I've sold newspapers here for 28 years.
City Pub, the New Telegraph. Singing Epoch, the New Telegraph.
It's not really the North, and it's definitely not the South. It's the Midlands, and nothing ever happens.
Julie was pregnant at 15. Grey concrete council flats and Pebble Dash is the only playground her kids have ever seen. Same bus on the same day every 2 weeks, that's where she sits. And if it's so sunning easy, you try living on benefits.
Margaret has worked in the job centre for 18 years. She retires in 2 weeks to the great relief of stoners, musicians and her peers. She calls her ex-husband on the office phone, ignoring a guy in a high viz trying to figure out a job point on his own.
Steve worked alone since he could drink, and after all these years, he's on the brink of losing his mortgage and his mind. The population of the town is 237,899. 137 jobs optimistically reads the headline.
I've sold newspapers here for 28 years. I've sold newspapers here for 28 years. I've sold newspapers here for 28 years. I've sold newspapers here for 28 years.
City Pub, the New Telegraph. Singing Epoch, the New Telegraph.
It's not really the North, and it's definitely not the South.
It's the Midlands, and nothing ever happens, but it's not that bad, actually.
I've sold newspapers here for 28 years. 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 Singing Epoch, the New Telegraph. Singing Epoch, the New Telegraph.
It's not really the North, and it's definitely not the South.
It's the Midlands, and nothing ever happens.
That was Chaz Palmer Williams, taken from his album We Showed 'Em, Didn't We? If you haven't got that, you should definitely go get it. It's the address is chaz.bandcamp.com, and you can get it all from there. He started a band up through this as well. They're called Chaz Ixtan and the Bon Bon Bons. I've seen a couple of bits on YouTube of what they're doing, and I'm liking it a lot. And one, I want to gig with them, and two, if they got any more stuff, I'm going to try and get it off of them, because I do like the guy's stuff. He used to be in this amazing band called Lightyear, which the other Friday night I was dancing around the house to because no one was in. Quality music. Before that we had Headache, and that song was called Daylight Robbery, which was taken from an album called Vaughan Poetry Sessions Presents Ed Aik, Work at Tesco's or Die. And that song was called Daylight Robbery. Just too much good music out there. I like it a lot. Yeah, if you have got anything you want to send or anything you recommend to me, please send over. I'm a music enthusiast. That's why I do things like this. I gig my ass off and don't get any financial return from it. I would like some, please. That would be nice because I'm skint. But yeah, but it's all good fun, isn't it? All good fun. Okay, I'm going to play something brand new by Reverend P. Dread and I Miss Something Else. This song is called Bag Full of Holes. And you can download this for free, which is wonderful. If you head over to soundcloud.com/muddysummers and you can download loads of stuff from there. Also, I did a track with Gal yesterday, but I can't play two songs by her. Well, I suppose I could. It's my podcast. I can do what I want. But no, I'll save that for another day. But this song is called Bag Full of Holes by the Reverend P. Dread and the Miss Something Else.
The twisting, and though I'm drowning now, I'm still resisting. Wanting more than it can give, I'm clinging to my right to live. Can't lose my grip, although it keeps insisting. Loving, I can deal with, it's the hating. And though I'm looking up, it's still debating. Whether I should truly live, if I worry that it can't forgive those who from before and kept it waiting. Bag full of holes leaking. What is winter maybe? Have eaten so scared to death to call you baby. Time doesn't heal, it just offers you a deal. Nothing to lose, just the risk of one more bruise. But you hope that you'll die if someone's here, don't you?
I'm tired of hearing more.
That was the Ramjets, and if you and that song was called Better Times. And if you want to hear more about them, head over to myspace.com/TheRamjetsBand. And yeah, that's Steve, who plays the First Success. That's his other band that he does. They generally do like one gig a year at Christmas, and this year it's on the 23rd of December down the railway, and it's a free gig throughout the railway in Southend-on-Sea in Essex, UK. Yeah, if you fancy coming down for it, it'll be a really good night. There's lots and lots of good bands playing, including Deferred Success, and yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mick Denny is playing as well. Matt Bolter from the Lucky Strikes is doing some stuff. Phileas Williams, who I'm going to play in a bit. Yeah, it's just going to be a brilliant, brilliant day. Night even. Also, before that, we had Reverend P. Dread and Miss Something Else, and that song was called Bag Full of Holes. And if you like that as well, you can head over to soundcloud.com/Muddy Summers, and you can download pretty much everything they've done for free. Gal's philosophy on the music seems to be literally, let's get it out as quickly as we possibly can, and it's just kind of record it, put it up online, and everyone listen to it. And she gets a fair few plays out of it as well, which is good because it's great, great music. Okay, yeah, I'm going to do a little plug actually. My band Deferred Success, we are doing a 3-day tour. It's not really a tour, it's all in Essex, but it's our Christmas celebrations. The first one is down the Sunrooms on the 19th of December, which is next Monday, depending on when you listen to this, but 19th of December 2011, down the Sunrooms in Southend. That's for Monday Funday or Funday Monday. Monday Fun, I don't know which way around it is, I always get confused, but it's a thing that Mikey Glenister puts on, and that's with Very Garmy Noise and someone else I can't remember. Terrible promoter that I am. And then on the 22nd December, we're playing the Checkers in Billericay, which is just a lovely pub, and that's a free gig, and you should definitely come down for that. And then on Friday, we are playing down the Railway Hotel in Southend-on-Sea for a Christmas mashup, and that's including Ramjets, Mick Denny's playing, Matt Bolter from the Lucky Strikes, Phileas Williams, who I'm going to play in a bit. Who else? There's a ton of other bands as well, but it's going to be rocking. Absolutely rocking. Okay, right, as I mentioned, I'm going to play Phileas Williams next then. This song is called Sweet Debris, and yeah, Phileas Williams, you can go find them on Facebook and all those sort of things. But yeah, I'll just play the music, and I'll put the link up so you can find it later. But yeah, this is Phileas Williams, and this song is called Sweet Debris. Thank you.
Time. They think that being teenagers a form of crime. A fight breaks out, the burger van, but they're too busy reprimanding a drunk young man. Too busy reprimanding a drunk young man. He says my mum will kill me, please don't tell. Such a problem is to hide the smell. First I'm at the disco and he gets home late, but he'll be back next week at 8:30. He'll be back next week at 8:30. Should be having fun, but I feel down at the disco. Should be having fun, but I feel down at the disco. Should be having fun, but I feel down at the disco. Should be having fun, but I feel down at the disco. Should be having fun, but I feel down at the disco.
Down at the disco. Down at the disco. Down at the disco by the Hungry Dog Brand. Sorry for singing along with that, I was enjoying it a bit too much. If you want to hear more about these guys, head over to myspace.com/hungrydogbrand. This guy's put us on in London a few times. Fabulous music, and that was taken from an album called Boy Meets Dog. There's a general debate going on at the moment about MySpace. I know, like, so many bands, it's gone a bit rubbish, and I can't figure out how to use it anymore. I think I've reached that age where technology starts becoming a bit difficult. But, does anyone still use MySpace? I mean, admittedly, if you type in a band's name in MySpace, you can generally find it, so I don't think it's a bad thing still. But anyway, that's me just going off on a random thought. Okay, right, I'm going to play you something I wrote today. Last night, after walking back from the railway in the pouring rain and cold, but I had a can of cider, so it's kind of okay, so it made things okay. And walking home, and then I got in, and then I watched that Bazardum, Get Up song again, which you should go watch, and watched that, and then ended up watching a lot of Essex grime and rappers based around in Essex, like Southend and Basildon and different places. And to be honest, it totally inspired me. So I wrote this thing, a song, I suppose, and it's a bit of a response to what these guys were going on about, because they're all like pretty much gangster rapping sort of stuff, talking about, you know, yeah, I'm the nuts, my lyrics are the best. Yeah, I'm wearing our tight vest and all that sort of thing. Okay, I'll let you play this song. And this song is called Don't Do Much With What You Do by me.
For a minute, and you tell me that you got the best lyrics, but you didn't do anything with it. It doesn't make any sense, innit? How you about you can tell your eyes are tweaked, talking about the life on the street, selling drugs to earn ends meet. Mate, you're gonna end up in defeat. Life and money, and I don't mean to call you Sonny, but I find it a little bit funny, but it also fills me full of worry. Listen to your verbal masturbation, and it fills me full of irritation, and I'm not speaking for the nation, but cheers to the inspiration. Oh mate, I totally believe that for this is you as a release. But if you're gonna have one finger please, can we do it in the name of peace?
Yeah, that was me. You can download that if you want. I just made that today. Totally inspired by watching all these rappers doing what they were doing. If you head over to soundcloud.com/DoozerMcDooz, you can download that for free. You can have that. That's fine. Thanks for listening. I'm going to play, basically going to get the Beatroots to play us out because their album's so good. I know I only played their stuff a little while ago, but it's last podcast, but it's so good. Before that, don't forget to download New Groove Formation's Christmas song. If you go over to a New Groove Formation.co.uk or .com, probably both, or you can get it from iTunes, but they released it yesterday, so it's all up on sale. Hopefully they can get into the chart. So don't forget. But this is the Beatroots, and this is another track taken from their amazing album Paper, Scissors, Stone, and this song is called Blown Away.
She's wise to these streets, they're all she knows. Between the cracks in the concrete, she grows. She's trampled day to day by shiny shoes as they move on their way. Dragged from den to den, no one to call that just unsavory.
Thank you.
Blown away by the Beatroots. If you want to hear more about those, head over to www.thebeatroots.com, and that's Beatroots spelled BEATROOTS.COM. Yeah, yeah, that doesn't sound to be patronising everything with it, but their album is so good. I don't know when the general release is, but I recommend everyone in the world should own that CD. It's just awesome. Last Wednesday, I've been working as a chef in a pub, as you do. I've had a bit of a random year for jobs, and ended up, got a message from Dave Woodcock, who is a fantastic pianist and singer guy from Southend, saying about come playing his open mic night, and I was like, I haven't got a guitar, I haven't got a car with us, but he said, no, that's all right, I've got a guitar, I can come down later. So I trundled on down, ended up meeting up with Steve, and Bridie down the railway, and we watched this amazing country band, which I can't remember what they were called, because someone please tell me. That were good. And then we ended up down in some rooms, and we walked in, the Beatroots were setting up, and their live setup at the moment is one guy on a melodica, a bloke called Pete on bass, and then you got Dane on the guitar singing, and it's really good. I reckon they need some drumming in there somewhere, some sort of a cajon, or you know, some sort of bongo-y sort of thing, but that's just personal preference, isn't it? But yeah, it was just so good to actually see the songs played live. I was like, yes, they're playing songs I like, and no, it's brilliant. But yeah, just fantastic band. I hope they gig more. It's not easy keeping a full band together, and the older you get, the harder it is for you to keep people to do it with you. But I hope they go on to do much more things, because they definitely deserve to be. Anyway, I'm going to stop rabbiting on. Thanks so much for listening again to the Sir Do's a Lot podcast. The only reason I do this is because I get to play music that people like, I like, and people seem to be listening to it, which is fantastic. Anyway, Doozer over and out, and I'll see you next time. Just before I don't forget, next week I'm going to do a Christmas podcast about all the Christmas songs that I've been collecting. I still would like some more, as always. If you could please send some in, that would be fab-dabby-dabby-dabby-dozy. Please send them in over to sir.doozalot@gmail.com, and that would be great. If not, just send a message on Facebook. My Facebook is facebook.com/sirdoozalot. Just get in touch and add me up. All right, nice one. Doozer, over and out. See you later. Bye.